This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, a man accused of killing a Weld County deputy in a hit-and-run last year will be formally arraigned next month. Welcome in news for Northern Colorado. This was a tragedy that shook our area, shook our sheriff's department. Steve Reams, I remember him coming in and finally getting a chance and being able to talk about the 24-year-old Weld deputy Alexis. She was truly something special. But Norberto Garcia Gonzalez, the 36-year-old, is accused of fleeing the scene after he crashed his vehicle into that motorcycle being driven by Alexis in September of last year. Police said Garcia Gonzalez pulled out in front of Alexis and then fled on foot into a nearby cornfield. He remembered he was on the lam for a couple of days and they got him. Alexis was pronounced dead at the scene. The Greeley Tribune reports deputies said Garcia Gonzalez is illegally residing in the U.S. and was likely drunk at the time of the fatal crash. He remains held on $500,000 bond. For the full story, go to thegreeleytribune.com. This was a story that, if it doesn't evoke a lot of emotion out of you, I don't know what's going on, because this was just such a tragedy to lose someone who was dedicated to the community and protecting the community at that young of an age. There's no other word other than tragedy. And, you know, I was told by reliable people inside that they arrested Norberto Garcia Gonzalez using Alexis's handcuffs.
I remember hearing that.
And I just hope he gets what's coming to him. I don't know what the immigration policy is for illegals. I don't know anything about that, but this guy does not deserve a whole hell of a lot in my mind.
No, and the bond being set at $500,000 sounds like a lot of money, but doesn't it seem like it should be more?
Yeah. No, it certainly
does. I mean,
not
that they have to pay that. I mean, it's just if you were to get out, and I think that there should be no opportunity.
I agree.
You know, I always wonder, though, if you're wealthy enough and can come up with the money that you could get out, how does that make you less of a threat?
Right. No, I
don't understand that whole system.
Maybe that's what we ought to talk about with Andy from Bruno Lilly Legal on Thursday, is how do bonds get set? How do they determine the risk of people?
Yeah, I'm that's sure it's, question. You know, it has to do with danger of flight and those kind of things. But I'd throw that out the window to me. And look, you did this. There's no bond.
Yeah.
There is no scenario where you get to go.
I agree completely.
You shouldn't be able to buy your way out.
And $500,000 is a lofty number for a fatal hit and run from the other ones that we've reported on.
I'm sure it is, but it still, to me, just seems...
Yeah,
there shouldn't be a dollar figure on there.
I agree. Well, the Humane Society of Weld County will soon be no more. The Larimer Humane Society will take over its operations and shelter building. The Coloradoan reports the announcement comes nearly 6 months after the Larimer Humane Society started assisting the organization, which was struggling to meet the growing community's needs. For the full details, go to the Fort Collins, Colorado. And I know the Weld County Humane Society has struggled in recent years to stay caught up with the number of animals that are dumped and things like that. I'm a little surprised that Larimer County has just taken over it, though.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to be a change in name?
I don't know. None of that has come out quite yet.
But I know that I've had friends who've worked for the Larimer Society, and I know that they do great work over there. And I remember in the past doing work with the Weld one, and it was always a great organization.
Right.
But apparently some difficulties. And if, you know, look, whatever makes it better for the critters that come in, you know, that make it easier for people to find homes with them, to go and, you know, to get a relationship. Because sometimes going through all of the hoops you've got to go through to get your hands on an animal can be a little bit ridiculous.
Well, I think it's 2 or 3 years ago, I had a member of the Weld County Humane Society, it was their new director that they had just hired, came into the studio and brought a little kitten that was running around on the table and stuff like that. A great organization. But I remember having a follow-up conversation. It wasn't on air. I was just talking with the Weld County Humane Society, and they talked about the stress that COVID put on the Humane Society. You think, why? Well, why? You know, the animals came. Well, during COVID, everyone was locked at home and thought, we should get a pet.
Oh, right.
And they went and got a pet, and then the world opened back up, and like, we can't handle this pet.
Yeah, we can't have somebody home.
Right.
Yeah.
And that happens. And it kind of really amplified the struggles that they were having as well. So the Larimer County Humane Society taking over the Weld County Humane Society. This is an interesting story. Vehicles in Berthoud are being damaged by water balloons. Larimer County deputies said someone is tossing water balloons from the overpass on West County Road 19E. So far, deputies say no one has been injured, but at least six vehicles have sustained significant damage to their windshields. Deputies warn the offenders this isn't a harmless prank, and throwing water balloons over the overpass could cause a crash with the potential to kill someone or seriously damage property. Berthoud police have increased patrols in the area, but haven't made any arrests quite yet.
Get some arrests. Look, I was a hooligan. I did some things and so forth, but I never messed with moving vehicles.
Yeah.
All right? And you're talking about people who are driving a multi-1,000-pound projectile, you know, down a road. You're paying attention as best you could, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something splashes onto your roof that you think that isn't going to instantly make your arms possibly turn one way or go the other, startle in reaction, you're in close traffic, sets off a chain reaction, multiple people could get killed or injured. It is absolutely ridiculous. So hooligans, young pranksters, look, there's some fun stuff you can do.
Right.
You know, all right, I like to have a little fun, cause a little chaos, do those kind of things. I get it.
Could you imagine?
But when you put somebody's life in danger, that there is a family at home waiting for somebody to come home, and they're not going to make it or ever get seen again because somebody threw a damn water balloon off an overpass. Come on, get your damn head on.
Yeah, no, and it certainly, on the surface, does sound harmless at start, but could you imagine driving 55 miles an hour underneath this overpass and all of a sudden something hitting you that hard on the windshield?
Yeah.
You're going to have that moment of what in the blank was that?
Yeah, and how are you going to react? How are your body's reflexes going to...
Right.
You can't control some of that, but it's just stupid. Plus, what if you've got just that crack? You've got a little bit of a weakened windshield, and then that hits it and poof. Right. You know?
Yeah,
it's gone.
It is.
Stupid.
So Berthoud police are looking into that one as well. If they're looking for a better prank to pull, there is cow tipping's always an option.
That is, or just, you know, find somebody sleeping and put their hand in warm water.
Yeah.
You know, put a little shaving cream on their hand. Right. Order some pizzas to their house.
Yeah.
You know, do something that's a little more harmless.
Final story. News for Northern Colorado. This was borderline between back page news and news for NoCo.
You've been giddy ever since you found it.
Yeah, yeah. This comes from the Daily Camera. Celia Frazier down in Boulder. Cows attack jogger on Boulder County open space trail. A small herd of cattle.
It shouldn't be funny, but it's really funny.
Oh, it's going to be hilarious. A small herd of cattle attacked a jogger running on the Meadowlark Trail near Superior on Tuesday morning, prompting a closure of the trailhead. Another person on the trail saw the jogger trying to protect herself on the ground, surrounded by about 15 or 20 cows, most of them mothers with their calves, and called 911. Boulder County Parks and Open Space Rangers responded within approximately 15 minutes, according to Aaron Harnett, one of the rangers who responded. The jogger was taken to the hospital, and her condition is unknown. According to Harnett, the cows were most likely trying to protect their calves, and the jogger did nothing wrong. Harnett did give a warning. This time of the year, they're very protective of their calves.
They are, but they took off after what she's just running along a county road or a country road.
Yeah, this Meadowlark Trail.
And these cattle were where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
the rancher leases the field and moved the herd to a fenced in pasture south of the trail. I want to be very clear about this. Cows don't attack for no reason. I'm sorry. I know I need to stop giggling about this. No, but cows don't attack for no reason.
They don't have just some murderous cow.
No.
Just, look, I'm going to chew someone else's cow.
Right. Even the meanest bull out there, if it's in a pasture with other cows and there's food and water and it's fine, and you jog by and you're ways away, that bull's not going to do anything. I call BS on the jogger that didn't do anything wrong. I am going to guess you more than anything, just like the wonderful photographer that we had last night, went up and started trying to pet the cows as soon as they saw them because they think, oh, they're so cute and fluffy. No!
They're very big.
Yes, and they're can get very pissy very quickly. He said, although the herd had been in the field for a couple of weeks without incident, people have reported aggressive cattle in the area before. Come on, Tanner, just read the story. The Meadowlark Trail falls within a cattle grazing area, and signs along the trail warn users of cattle. One of the spokesperson for Boulder County Parks and Open Space. We've had people feel threatened by the cattle before, which is one of the reasons we put the signs up. It's ridiculous. Harnett encouraged trail users to be careful this time of the year by keeping dogs on leashes and keeping distance between themselves and wildlife.
So she's just jogging, and the cows
allegedly
came after, knocked her down, and then circled her.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, and it's kind of.
What do you think now, jogger?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Bet you wish you would have stayed on your Peloton, huh?
Yeah, good thing you didn't stay home and have a burger.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's just mind-boggling.
Sorry,
to me.
She's hurt. So
well, when you have to remind people of simple things. Like, I'm a big believer in Darwinism.
I am too. The lady who, or the person who hugged a buffalo.
Right.
You know, the little bison. I'm sorry, that should knock you out.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in that. That sounds exactly like that. The only
How
time.
How do we know they didn't just have a little wild
I am
hair.
On the cow side on this. I will be defending the cows on this. The only time I've ever seen with how they're reporting on this, and keep in mind it's Boulder. Like, we do need to keep that in mind. It's
a very
Boulder.
Strong point.
The only time I've seen cows do anything like this was there was a plastic bag that was flying in our field, and it like latched onto one of the calf's head. And every single cow we had on pasture went sprinting at it and stomped out the plastic bag because they thought it was something that was attacking the baby calf. But that was after the calf was bellowing and running around and they could see that something was attacking that calf. That's the only time I've ever seen 30 to 40 cows circle up and beat the crap out of something, and it was a plastic bag. This doesn't happen unless somebody's messing with their babies. I will die on this hill that she did something more than just jogging by. You can jog by any cow out there. You're going to be fine. I did think that was kind of funny. I'm just saying. I hope she's okay. Kind of funny. 720, it's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK. I'm glad to see I'm not the only one who found our last story there about the attack cows humorous. Near Broke texting in, every Colorado native knows when attacked, quote unquote, by cows, you drop and play dead until the farmer calls the cows home. Don't do that. They should definitely include in the story where this person grew up. Only in Boulder, and he sent a picture, caution, area patrolled by attack cow.
What are Boulder cows like? I mean, did they have a motive? I'm sorry.
Getting that one out of the way early, huh?
I did. Well,
Robin's not even on with us yet.
Oh, yeah. She probably knows. Yeah, let's talk to her about this and see if she knows of any criminal cows. All right. Happy Life Gardens poll question, by the way. Let's get to a couple of responses here. It's how do you like your eggs? All right. This is a question I've been trying to get on the air for quite some time. Finally got through the censors. With no running yolks, says Edna. Krista says over easy. Chris, anyway, as long as the white isn't runny. That is totally crucial for me. Jackie, over medium sourdough toast with lots of butter and maybe a slice of bacon. Hell to the yes. Norma, over hard or well done scrambled. Alan is out of the shell. Okay, that's good. Megan, over medium or scrambled with cheese? Leave me some sourdough toast. Sunny side up for Doug. Craig, here we go. Scrambled with Tabasco.
Yeah, that's right.
Becky
I'm at.
Says, I love eggs over medium, scrambled, boiled in cakes and cookies, however you can serve them.
I'm surprised nobody said deviled yet.
Those smell like gas.
Oh. I love deviled eggs.
If I walk in and they're making deviled eggs, I have a feeling somebody's sick and should go to the hospital.
So I didn't used to like deviled eggs, but my fiance loves them, and you got to fight fire with fire, so I learned how to love them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, understand. Understand. Now it makes sense.
Chad said, over medium. Kristen, not a big egg fan, but I would say hard-boiled. Larry said,
I can't do hard-boiled.
Poached on a bagel topped with a bed of avocados, sprinkled with a little shredded cheese, and drizzled with sriracha. Sounds pretty good, Larry. I want to say thanks to Water Pros. Water Pros offers the best in water filtration for less. Water Pros products are made right here in the U.S. of A, baby. In Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton.
Water Pros has the solutions to remove the forever chemicals in our water supply. For KFK listeners only, receive a free under the sink drinking water filter free with the purchase of a whole house softener or conditioner. Prices start at $2,495 installed. I challenge you to go find a better price on that. I know sometimes you get sticker shock with this, but when you look at everything you're getting with this water filtration system and where your water is at, you're going to see the difference. There's nothing worse than having a shower in that hard water and
your whole body feels squeaky.
It's worth it. Check them out. Waterpros.net. That's waterpros.net. 728 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Happy to announce that our relationship with Aloe Fiber is continuing on through the end of the year.
Fantastic.
I talked with them yesterday, and their services are continuing to extend around northern Colorado. They're moving as quickly as they can, but they don't want to rush anything. They want to do a good job.
They want to do it right everywhere they go.
They do. Brian, you just saw some breaking news come across.
Well, I did. Now, we've been hearing a lot about network news, and then, you know, we know what happened with Fox with the big blow up there and, you know, all the people who left. And now CNN, who has continued to have plummeting ratings through the last couple of years, but especially in the last year, their CEO, Chris Licht, is out at CNN after a controversial year. He had just been on for just more than a year. And in that 1 year, boy, he sure stirred up some crap.
No kidding.
Yeah, just because, you know, CNN, well, and both of them really have just gone. You know, Fox and CNN have lost it.
They have.
You know, the credibility, I know there's still viewership for both, but not what it was.
No.
And, you know, and there's been a lot of changes going on. But this is the latest. Their CEO is out.
Yep.
Out of the news network after a year marked by a lot of controversies, and now they move on. The entire face of news is being reshaped.
No, it is, and I was going to talk about this a little bit later on, but you know, Tucker Carlson has gone to Tucker on Twitter. And he's just been recording the long form, you know, kind of episodes, 10-minute episodes. He posted one at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There have been the tweet alone has reached 65 million people, and 15.7 million people have watched it. Those are numbers that would blow CNN and Fox News out of the water for a one episode sit down. Like, those are insane numbers that he's doing. I think there's going to be more people who are going to follow along in Tucker's footsteps. Now, it's hard to have the following that Tucker does. I think he's got like 8 million followers on Twitter. But those type of numbers are ridiculous types of numbers. And then that way, you know, you're seeing more and more in the media, right, wrong, or indifferent. Cody Wilson's a part of this as well. They want to branch off and be more of that independent. So they control the content. They control what they can talk about. You're seeing that happen more and more. And I think it's going to continue to happen for a while, Brian.
No, I do too. I don't think that's out of expectation. That will go down. I just find you've got to look for it.
Yeah.
You know, and the more, and I'm probably speaking more for people my age.
Right.
But look, there's still a lot of us, and we're going to be around for a while.
Right.
All right? We still make a difference. We still impact the economy. We still make the ratings for shows. We do all those things. For me, and I know a lot of people like me, the more hoops I have to jump through to get something, I ain't jumping.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way and will continue to be. And there's a lot of hoop jumping now to find these things. You got to be on the right platform. You got to sign up. And what if you don't want to be a part of that platform and all that to see it?
Right. And I wonder what the demographic is. Like, are you reaching the people that you want to be reaching? Like, I'm curious to see, like, out of those 15.7 million people, what the demographic was who watched that on Tucker.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great point. We get that breakdown on network television and on things like that, streaming services. You can see that kind of thing. But I don't know that we've seen those numbers. And well, because it's brand new. But you're right. That would be very, very interesting to see the breakdown of demographic when something hits just on a social media platform.
Yeah, I'd be very curious about that. But the CNN CEO is out.
Yes.
From CNN as they continue to...
It's going
to
be our new receptionist over at the new building.
Make major changes. 7:34, closing in on 7:35. We had a great conversation with Adam Carriker yesterday
His
alumni cap football camp that's coming up this late in June. And OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, stepped up and helped sponsor that to keep the cost down to send your kids to this camp. They step up for the community every time, Brian.
Oh, OCR has always been there. I mean, for our kids and their athletics, but for us at any age when something starts going wrong, not feeling right, OCR is somebody to help you. Over 45 specialists. We've gotten the privilege to get to interview several of them and get to know them. And they all have such pride in working for OCR. The amount of people who come from other areas because they want to be a part of what OCR is incredible. So check them out. They've broken ground on the new facility in Greeley. We're expecting that done, next year?
Yeah.
Is when we're going to expect that to be done. It's going to be a big, fantastic facility to help serve us even more here in Northern Colorado. You can check them out online. Go to orthohealth.com for Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies.
7:36, Robin Varlman joins us next to get her thoughts on the killer cows. And then we'll talk a little bit about the cattle market as well. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center. We're efforting to get Robin Varlman on the line from a livestock exchange, hoping to get that in just a couple
probably
of minutes.
Being attacked by those renegade cows from Boulder.
Probably.
That's
probably.
That'd be my guess.
I that could be what's going on. All right, we got Robin here. Robin Varlman with Livestock Exchange. Robin, how are you, my friend?
Well, gentlemen, I am doing fantastic. I am away from home today, though.
Where are
in
you?
In case I lose you. Well, I am down in Florida. The family and I are down here at a Livestock Marketing Association convention in the WLAC World Livestock Auction Championship. I'm a committee member, and so we're down here going to give a new title on Saturday.
Wow, now that's exciting. Do you know that if you leave town and do something like that, you don't have to go on the air with us?
Yes, you can have a week off.
You are allowed.
You didn't need to answer the phone, Robin.
I'm in Florida. What the hell do you want? Would have been my response.
It's all good, gentlemen. It's part of the job. It goes with it.
So
you come with me.
I love that. Yeah, we appreciate it. Okay, so you're going to crown a new auctioneering champion? Is that what I'm hearing?
For the world, yes. The world, yes.
The world's best auctioneer, huh?
Yep. Livestock auctioneer, yep. It'll be in Arcadia, Florida. And, Yeah, so we're going to see who's the winner this year.
That would be a great competition to watch. I've had several friends who have been auctioneers throughout the years, and to get a bunch of people competing, because it is such an art. You know, to especially be able to keep the crowd into it and getting the dollar amounts. Man, you know, when you work an auction with a great auctioneer and when you work one with an okay one,
right?
Man, you know the difference and you know why you pay to get the great auctioneer.
Absolutely. There's a big difference. And you know what? I feel blessed to say that we at Livestock Exchange have two of the best auctioneers out there. They might not carry the crown, but I'm telling you, they do a world of good for all of the consigners for us. So I'm blessed, let me tell you.
No, you certainly do, Rob. And I don't think there's anything harder in the world to sell than livestock. When you try and break it down by, you know, dollars on the pound, and there's math going on. And that is something that I've always said, if I ever get out of radio, that's something that I want to go take a run at, is auctioneering. My mom went to auctioneering school, and she's pretty good at it. And, you know, Betty bought her pots and butter. You know, she got all those things set up. So, you know, I was saying we've been watching your sales, Robin, and you'll have to excuse me that the name's slipping my mind right now. But one of your auctioneers, it's the in between stuff that I might, you know, some are like bum bum bum. You got, hey, Totter now, Totter now, Totter. You know, he's got that sort of thing going on. You've got some great auctioneers, Robin.
Yes, we do, and I'm very proud of them. And with, you know, everything that goes on in the world, you got to have someone on your team, and those guys are definitely team players for buyers and sellers. I mean, it's great. So. And it's a great opportunity down here. You see all people from all over the world. So, yeah, it'll be fun, guys.
No, that's going to be a blast. Before we let, we're going to get the update real quick, Robin, if you've got that with you. But we had this story coming out of Boulder County that I wanted to get your thoughts on. There's a trail near Superior where this woman was jogging, and then they claim was just attacked by cows at that point. I have a hard time believing that the cows saw one person jogging ways away from them and went through the fence and attacked somebody without being provoked. What are your thoughts, Robin?
Cows attacked a woman on a trail in Boulder.
Yeah, that's the headline.
Okay, my first thought is, what kind of recreational barbiturates were they on? And
yes.
I'm sorry, but I just don't see of bullfighting. you know, but why she trail?
I have a feeling.
Cows are flight animals just like horses. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of an unheard situation. So I suppose I better be politically correct and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that.
I believe that already. Yeah, this is the dumbest thing.
I think she was dressed like somebody from Boulder. The cows freaked out and went, take her down. Just get her. She's wearing fake us.
Yeah. That could be what happened. And Robin, you know, like, it takes a lot for 15 or 20 cows to attack an individual. The only time I've seen this is when a plastic bag got on the head of one of the calves. That's the only time I've seen it. But 15 or 20 cows doing this, we're missing part of this story here. Looks like we're having a little bit of a rough time with the connection there. Let's see if we can.
She's in Florida. For
you try that,
sake.
And Angel, let's just catch up with Robin next week. But they do still have everything going on at LEI. They're back on their 1 day sale schedule. Have you ever seen those videos coming out of those auctioneering things? Those are insane.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know, I've had friends who thought one day I want to get to that competition.
Yeah.
You know, so, I've always been fascinated because I go to an auction and I understand one out of every 15 words. It's another language, and I'm like, how does anybody know what they're bidding on and what's it at right now? Yet everybody who's involved in it knows everything that's going on, And I'm sitting there feeling like I'm in France and I don't know the language. And I'm just thinking, man, well, at least I can order cheese. I know what that is. I know that one word.
Dude, it is insane the math that those cattle buyers do. You got an 856-pound animal walking in there and they're selling it at, all right, 92 cents on the pound. You got to do 92 cents by 856 to know what you're paying for that animal. And the math that is that I'm getting better at it. It's still really hard to do. And my dad will, boom, got it, boom. And my grandpa, it's just one of those things that people don't think about as they're rolling those things off. You know, are they selling it by the pound? Are they selling it just, you know, overall? You know, is that the price that they're asking? I was over at Centennial Livestock in Fort Collins one time. And the owner of that, the sale barn over there, Wayne Cruz, he's got this real crooked finger.
So you don't know if he's pointing at you.
You don't. And I was maybe 18, and they run, you know, probably 20 head of 400-pound calves in there. And he goes, I got 92 cents in my pocket. I'm not coming back. Here we go. So he's starting it at 92 cents. He's not dropping it from there. So if he says, I got 92 cents in my back pocket, he'll buy him for 92 cents on the pound. He's not going any lower than that. So don't even wait and try and have him drop it. Because that's what a lot of people do at any auction, right?
Sure.
So he starts going in, bum-ba-da-bum. He's rolling along and going. And he keeps going, and he's pointing right at me. And I'm, like, looking around, and I don't see anybody bidding by me. And I'm like, I literally put my hands underneath my legs. I'm like, I am not bidding on this. I ended up sliding over a couple, and he's still pointing in that area. Well, it was the guy behind me, but with Wayne's crooked finger, looked like he was coming right at me. And I'm like, that check is going to bounce. There's no way I've got the money for that. But it's a really cool skill set. And somebody is, I think any auctioneer out there could be one of the best rappers in the world.
Well, they are the original rappers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the auctioneer song.
Yeah.
Is the original rap
Leroy
song.
Van Dyke?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Angel, have you ever been to an auction?
I have not.
Really? Never attended one?
We might have to take you guys out to Telly I and just go watch a sale for a while.
But just even an estate sale and so forth, you know, that's where you have to be so careful. And that's what I've often told my friend Todd Harding and his wife Jenny just went to wave to when somebody came in saying, we're over here, and she bought a jar of nuts and bolts. It was $3.
Yeah. Well, and those buyers don't make it any better because the bid that they do is just putting one finger in the air, right? And so those auctioneers and those spotters are looking for any sort of movement. That was something I had to have that same conversation with my fiance. She walked in somewhere. I'm like, put your damn hand down. I don't want that goat that's in there right now.
No, that was my dad. I always said, be careful. I leaned a fart and bought a Buick. He said, so.
Good Lord. Let's get to some texts about the cow attack in Boulder. Sport texting in. J9 Agency's text line 888-530-0043. Cocaine cows. New.
Yes, why not?
New
That's
movie.
A good one.
New movie there. I think that you could run.
Oh.
Is that, you want to read that one? That was too big of a word for me to know what it was.
Which, maybe the cows were on a recreational barbiturate?
Yeah, what's that?
It's a drug.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Listen, how anti-drug am I? I don't even know the words.
I'm here to help you.
That's why we make
those.
A good...
Tanner, what's a Guernsey?
Nice. I can tell you all about the cattle world. I'll bring the cows, you bring the drugs.
I'll talk about the barbiturates, all right? That's fine. You don't make it sound like I'm a freaking methadone lick, you know?
Thoughts, Angel? You got a lot of looks back there, man.
As long as you don't go get a snort of something.
Yeah, well, a snort
that was
of whiskey.
A that was a
he
bump.
He says bump. Yeah. I say
bump,
a snort,
snort
of whiskey.
Yeah. Either way.
No, it's you have a bump of something.
Okay. A snort of whiskey is not as weird as a bump of whiskey.
Having a bump. Stop by after work for a bump.
That sounds worse than mine, doesn't it? Because you always say, you want a snort of this? That sounds horrible, too.
What is it?
Well, but in this situation, this is whiskey. Would you like a snort of this?
Well, you say snort, do I have to drink it through my nose?
For full effect. This has been my favorite hour that we've done on the show, I think. There's been a lot of cow talk on this hour.
Cow talk and...
Attack house.
Yes, and barbiturates. I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah. That's what you, there's your there's the way you describe this section of
yeah,
the podcast.
This whole hour is just cow talk and barbiturates. I thought it was a bad word.
I see lots of sponsorship coming out of this. So many places we can go.
Live well in Livestock Exchange. All right, 7:53 the time. It's a good morning, Noco. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando. All right, thanks for sticking with me through the cow talk today.
Oh, it was very enjoyable.
Appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely.
I really do want to be an auctioneer at some point. Whenever I hang this up, I'm going to go do it.
Well, you know, whenever you feel that itch, go. You know, I understand. It's been fun working with you, but I don't want to stand in the way of you and your dreams. You know, someday I'm going to leave here and be a distance runner. I mean, it's not funny. I don't know what to... I don't know why that's so funny.
Because of the comment about carrying stuff up the stairs the other day.
That's going upstairs. There's going to be no hills. There's going to be no incline. I'm going to run the salt flats of Bonneville. That'll probably be...
What's the... as long as you're running downhill, you go any distance.
Absolutely. Estes to here.
If you weren't doing this, Angel, what's the job you want? Come on now.
There's not
like a weird little thing that you're like, I would like to try that.
Not at the moment.
No?
Ask me in like 20 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Slam
that coffee and let's go. Oh, it's done. It's gone already.
It's been gone for an hour.
Oh,
that's a problem. You need another one.
Yeah, that is certainly.
No.
No. You need some food then.
I had food. I'm at my limit of coffee and food intake. Any more of one or the other and it's going to be bad. Throws off the balance.
He's the one guy who can't take a break there either. All right, coming up, hour number three. Let's give him one, shall we? Yeah, let's do that. Hour number three. Macy Kovarik will join us from the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll get an update on their golf tournament that's coming up midway through July. So we'll talk with Macy about that. Get more responses from our Happy Life Gardens poll question and some interesting new poll results coming in out of the Iowa primary from the GOP side of things. Let's talk about that. We'll discuss more on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFK.